The birthday party. Everyone will be there, Roseanne enthused, her eagerness bursting from every pore. It's going to be the event of the year. Mrs. Peterson smiled at her young daughter. It does sound like fun, she agreed. When's this epic ordeal supposed to take place? 1 week from tomorrow, Roseanne announced. She paused. But I don't have a thing to wear. Not a thing. Hold on a minute, the woman interrupted, lifting her hand. 1 week from tomorrow? Haven't you forgotten? That's the evening we volunteer at the shelter. So I'll miss a night. Mrs. Peterson frowned. Roseanne, we're short-handed as it is. You've got to come, or we won't be able to prepare enough food. The girl blinked. Mom, we're talking Carla Bartlett here? Her dad's the mayor of the whole city? They live in that gorgeous mansion on the west side? To not show up would be, like, the worst thing I could do. I'm sure she has lots of friends, Mrs. Peterson declared. Maybe she won't miss you. I would miss me, Roseanne countered, her response a little louder than she'd planned. Mom, this is important. The shelter's important too, honey. Besides, you promised me you'd be there. I'm counting on you. Roseanne closed her eyes. This wasn't happening. She'd been invited to the event of the year, and now she'd have to pass so she could feed a bunch of bums. What would she tell her friends? What would she tell Carla? The big day came, but instead of dressing up in her finest attire, Roseanne slunk into the car wearing a faded jogging suit and a frown. The only reason she was doing this was because she loved her mother and didn't like seeing her work so hard in the evenings after spending all day in that stupid fast food restaurant down the street. Mom needed her. She'd promised she'd go. But that was before Carla had called. Looks like a good bunch tonight, Mrs. Peterson said as she guided the old Chevy into an empty parking space. Roseanne eyed the line of men standing outside the shelter. Yeah, the girl sighed. You think they could skip a meal now and then? Inside the two-story building, other volunteers were already working the kitchen, filling the air with the unmistakable scent of pancakes and hot fruit syrup. Roseanne joined into the activity, but her mind wasn't on her job. It was across town, at the big mansion where she knew laughter was filling the evening air. Do you want more? The girl asked, standing by the single table at the window. She meant to sound happier than she did. Oh, yes, came the quick reply from Mr. Marlin, a regular at the shelter. I love hotcakes and fruit. He paused. Today's kind of special. Yeah, it's Tuesday, Roseanne remarked coldly. Knock yourself out. No, that's not it. It's October 17, my birthday. And, the speaker's words choked slightly, my wife used to fix me hotcakes on my birthday. These kind of taste like hers. The girl nodded. Well, thank you. I'll get you some more. You know, the old man continued before Roseanne could walk away, a lot of people don't bother with us street bums. They say we should get a job and clean up our act. Well, I've tried. Nobody wants to hire a homeless person. We can't be trusted, right? They don't think we... Mr. Marlin stopped speaking and sat staring out the window for a long moment. Then he smiled, but his eyes reflected a great loneliness. My wife used to throw me a party every year. Made hotcakes, you know, just like these. Roseanne nodded and hurried to the kitchen. What was happening to her? She was supposed to be mad about missing the event of the year, but all she could think about was some lady she'd never met making hotcakes for the old man sitting by the window. She glanced at her mother. The woman was bent over the griddle, flipping golden disks of batter and watching them land with a splat on the hot surface. How hard she worked. How very hard. Hey, Mom, Roseanne called. Want to go to a party? Mr. Marlin was sitting watching the traffic flow by when he heard someone call his name. Turning, he was startled to see the entire kitchen staff approaching his table. In Roseanne's outstretched hands was a plate of steaming hotcakes with a single lit candle jutting out of the fruit syrup. Seeing tears fill the old man's eyes, the girl quickly said, I hear it's your birthday. Mind if we help you celebrate? Two parties took place that evening in Roseanne's town. One was the event of the year. The other wasn't.